That's right. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address. If you want to share anything that just rattles around your noggin, we will get to it. We got a bit of a backlog, so rest assured if you've sent something in and you don't hear it today, we will get to it eventually. Just like Dom a few weeks ago sent this email on my birthday. He said, hello, sweet spot. The patriotic jingle y'all play on the station is most definitely rent-free in my head. Anytime someone says slash mentions anything political or decides to hop on their soapbox and rant, I catch myself humming into myself 9 times out of 10. One day a couple years back, however, it was rattling around my head worse than usual. My buddy Ryan, another good strong P1, was visiting me in Chicago for no reason at all. As we went from place to place, I would start humming the tune. Realizing I was doing it all day, it got to the point where I felt I had to apologize. Ryan just chuckled and said, it's all good. Later that day, before going back out for the night, we were at my apartment trying to find something to watch to kill some time. At the time, I had started rewatching Band of Brothers. Ryan hadn't seen it, so I restarted the first episode. The first episode ends with the Americans flying across the Atlantic in mass numbers. As soon as the screen faded to black, Ryan turned to me and started humming it himself. We both busted out laughing. Not living my life one quarter mile at a time. Dom, not Toretto, de LaGuardia.
Now, if the American hockey team chose this instead of Freebird for their goal song, would it hit as hard?
I don't think it would hit as hard. Yeah, listening to the Van Zandt boys.
That'd be pretty funny.
Rock out after the golden goal was good. He says, P.S., y'all helped me discover where the Colorado Rockies drop originated from a while back when I was living in Denver. I've recently moved back to DFW and look forward to meeting you at Ticket Stock in a few days. Hopefully he did. That's Dom.
Yeah, met Dom. Stay sweet. I believe Dom was at our AMA on Saturday, that's Friday right, or Saturday. Right. Good dude, Dom.
Excellent dude. Good dude, Jimmy in Waco says, salutation, sweet spotters. For you, food and food-adjacent things live rent-free in my head. One, the smell of Fritos. I can conjure this smell in my mind with no corn chips within 100 miles of my person.
Okay.
They do have a distinct smell.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the sound of a knife in a mayonnaise jar. I would rather hear children screaming than the noise of a utensil slopping and smacking around in white fat.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
I don't like the design of the mayonnaise jar because there's always a lot in it, but it's so deep that it's hard to get stuff out of the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that's your hot political opinions.
Yeah.
Or just anything on styrofoam. Like if you ever, you know, had a snow cone or something and you accidentally bite the styrofoam cup something. Ugh. Just makes it tingle.
And then he says, three, Norm's invitation to grab a fajita. It never fails when sizzling strips of beef and chicken grace my table. I will always entreat those gathered to do as Norm instructed. In these trying times, may we all call each other pal and remember to look at the sky, Frito. Love, life, cake is forever, P1, Jimmy, and Wake.
A lot there.
And the grab of fajita was from the 02 draft when Scott Fujita was part of the legendary name game from Norm. And we've had this drop, but Ham can't find it, which I'm surprised. But we do have something somewhat adjacent to that, don't we? Don't we have another Norm fajita drop?
$1.2 million worth of fajitas. Fajitas.
Fajitas. All right. Let's go to... Thank you, Norm. Let's go to another Jim. This is Jim in Dallas. He says, dear rent-free, for 16 years, LeGarrette Blount has been living rent-free in my cabeza. Whenever any athlete is mentioned on a broadcast that has the first syllables close to the, I immediately correct the announcer, NBA legend, the LeBron James, Cowboys Edge, the Marcus Ware, and a particular Sacramento Kings score, the Mar Rosen.
This list goes on and on. The Rosen.
The Mar the Rosen. This list goes on and on. Please help me. Baby arm, P1 Jim in Dallas. And this was this Danny?
It was
Hard
Danny.
Line back in the day. Very Danny. We have this audio him.
You listen to the audio for yourself. This is Chip Kelly commenting on LeGarrette Blount, and then we'll get Danny's take on it.
LeGarrette Blount will still be on our team. LeGarrette Blount will just not play for us on Saturdays. LeGarrette Blount needs this football program. He needs structure. I think he's taking this very hard, and he understands that he made a mistake and that he has to pay for that mistake. But we're not going to throw LeGarrette Blount out on the street. I love LeGarrette Blount. And what I told LeGarrette when we met together was that I don't want people to see the LeGarrette Blount that they saw last night, that's not him. And that moment last night will not define him as a person.
Saying that okay, you just can't pause do that. It there. It's not representative. So, there. Clearly, he's upset that LeGarrette Blount did all that. Now, mm-hmm. we couldn't hear a word of it in our headset. And so, that was me right there asking Danny, what did he say? We couldn't hear anything. And so, this was Danny's explanation of what Chip Kelly had just said. Senator, what Oregon football is all about?
They're standing by him, it sounds like. And this can be a learning experience for him. And this isn't the LeGarrette Blount that we know. And he kept referring to him as the LeGarrette Blount.
I believe that's LeGarrette.
LeGarrette. Oh, that's his name.
Sounded like he was saying the. The LeGarrette Blount that we know.
And LeGarrette Blount, this was 09, I want to say.
Yeah, he like, sucker punched a player after the game. Everybody had their helmet off, and he decks a guy.
And this guy was, I mean, he was kind of a Heisman front runner. He was a really good running back in college football.
The LeGarrette Blount that we know.
The first time Danny's ever heard of him, just thinking his name was LeGarrette Blount.
That's hilarious.
The LeGarrette Blount that we know.
That's a good one. All right, let's go to P1 Fred. He says, fellas, this has been stuck in my head since it happened. Anytime I'm petting, cuddling, or doting my animals, which is often, I will regularly quote, "You should love you animal," by Michael Vick. This happened on 60 Minutes after, you know, the whole dog fighting thing. And he says he especially likes how he emphasizes horse in his accent. Typical P1 stuff. Y'all stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you, P1 Fred. So this is part of the 60 Minutes package. And I think we have the apology in here.
He needs no introduction. Michael Vick.
Their first effort was in Atlanta last weekend, where Vick talked to children in neighborhoods like the one he grew up in.
I encourage you to love your animal, your animals or whatever animal you have, whether it's a dog, a cat, it's a reptile, you know, if it's a horse, I encourage you to love that animal dearly and with all your heart.
It's a message Vick says he never heard when he was a kid in Newport News, Virginia, where he was first exposed to dog fighting when he was 8 years old.
And who was it that started that would just add other animals? Who was it? I love your spiders. Love your chameleons.
Yeah. Reptile.
Love your zebras.
It's a horse. Dog, a cat.
Just naming.
And I remember watching that episode of 60 Minutes, but that's the beauty of Rent Free is that stuck in the P1's brain.
Heck yeah.
And I totally forgot about it. All right, final one here. This is from P1 Jared. He says, recently I was scrolling the Untickin and stumbled across gold. Rosengarten was about to go on vacation to Mexico. Said he plans to go down there and decompose, which was quickly corrected. That would be decompress, and hilarity ensues. I've been saying it when I'm going home from work to decompose ever since. I posted a link at the Unticket where I heard it, so go ahead and share the e-brake audio from 2019.
Here's a guy who will swing for the fences to hit an e-brake, Craig Rosengarten from the tee box. You know, guys, he's going to Mexico.
Is he?
Yeah, here in I think about a week or so. And
feel bad for
you
Mexico.
You may wonder what he's going to do when he goes to Mexico. Well, this is what Craig says he's going to do.
We'll have some questions for him because Craig is going down to Mexico.
Yes, going to decompose and kind of be on my own.
That'd be decompress. You're correct.
Decompress. I'm going to decompress.
You can decompose, but it would be sad.
No, I would not do that. Decompress.
I'm going to go down there and decompose.
Wow.
Just going to decompose and relax.
When Rick sounds, away from... I forget how Rick would be so put out when he would hear the latest Johnny E-Brake. Can we hear the beginning of that again?
Here's a guy who will swing. You know, guy?
Is he?
Here in, I think, about a week or so. And
feel bad for
you
Mexico.
You may wonder what he's going to do when he goes to Mexico. Well, this is what Craig says he's going to do.
We'll have some questions for him because Craig is going down to Mexico.
Yes, going to decompose and kind of be on my own.
That'd be decompress. You're correct.
That's very underrated. That's a good one.
Forgot about that one.
And decompose for a little bit.
And I just love that even in weeks where Rosen doesn't make the big E-break, he usually finds his way to the NIT break, which is Fridays right here on the Sweet Spot.